Dear Rabbi Leth, a few weeks ago I faced a situation which I never experienced in my life at all. I work 30 minutes outside the city, and on Friday afternoon when Shabbos gets early, winter times, I leave well in advance to be home on time to prepare for Shabbos. A few weeks ago my boss called me up at 4:15 p.m. to still do something for him before leaving home. I felt that I could not resist and tried to fulfill his request before going home. As the matter took some time, I left work only at 5:10 p.m. on that Friday. As I left the office, I rushed and took a taxi home, but I only got home at 6, well after the Shabbos. I wanted to step out of the taxi when Shabbos time came, but I was in the middle of a highway where it was difficult to step out. I never faced something like this in the past, and I realized I need to do something to correct this. Can the Rav give me advice? I felt like I was forced to fulfill my boss's request. However, looking back, I should have left no matter how important the matter was. Anonymous. First of all, you realize that... Okay, I'm going to do question 1,209 over. Question 1,209. Dear Rabbi Leth, a few weeks ago I faced a situation which I never experienced in my life at all. I work 30 minutes outside the city, and on Friday afternoon when Shabbos gets early, winter times, I leave well in advance to be home on time to prepare for Shabbos. A few weeks ago, my boss called me up at 4:15 p.m. to still do something for him before leaving for home. I felt that I could not resist and tried to fulfill his request before going home. As the matter took some time, I left work only at 5:10 p.m. on that Friday. As I left the office, I rushed and took a taxi home, but I only got home at 6, well after the Shabbos. I wanted to step out of the taxi when the Shabbos time came, but I was in the middle of a highway where it was difficult to step out. I never faced something like this in the past, and I realized that I need to do something to correct this. Can the Rav give me advice? I felt like I was forced to fulfill my boss's request. However, looking back, I should have left no matter how important the matter was. Anonymous. Dear Anonymous, you realize that you were Mechalel Shabbos, probably not with something that was a Torah prohibition, but definitely a rabbinic prohibition, and therefore you have to do tshuva for the Chilul Shabbos, and that means to feel regret that you did such a thing, and to resolve that you won't do it again, and to verbalize this repentance. In addition, part of the tshuva process is to take steps that the you won't get into the same situation again and do the same thing. And therefore, I think you should, first of all, make it clear to your boss. Obviously, he lets you leave early on Fridays because of Shabbos. Maybe he doesn't realize why you're leaving early and how important it is. You should let him know that the reason you're leaving early is because of Shabbos, because of religious observance, and that there is nothing that you're allowed to do short of life and death situations that would permit you to desecrate the Shabbos. So he will be more sensitive and not ask you to do things Friday afternoon. And also I think that you should accept upon yourself to make sure that you leave early, at least 2 hours, I would imagine, before Shabbos year-round. Again, if your boss will agree to this and let you do this, that's fine. If he won't, then at least to make it a Beli Nether acceptance upon yourself that you'll leave the minute that you're allowed to leave, and give yourself enough time to get home and to prepare properly for Shabbos.